Please, can you tell us about the book Sharanagati and Srila Sridhar Maharaj's commentary? What do you think if we include this book in our general education program in Russia? We heard Srila Sarasvati Thakur gave it to Srila Guru Maharaj, and Srila Guru Maharaj made many of the songs for Srila Govinda Maharaj to memorize.
And what is the question?
What do you think about if we include this book in our general education program in Russia? Saranagati.
Also the commentary of Srila Srila. What were his comments?
Well, they're in the book. I mean, my understanding is that book is a part of our curriculum, if you want to call it that. All of the books of Srila Guru Maharaj. So, of course, I mean, it must be. And that we heard from Srila Gurudev that because his father was what he sometimes says, you know, a sahajya guru. And what he means by that is they're singing so many songs about Radha and Krishna and that type of song. And so he knew all these songs from his childhood. And we know and Gurudev was an expert singer. Sometimes the father can't attend, he's going. And the people are surprised to see this young person. He knows all the songs and can sing them perfectly. And so when he came to the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj is aware of this. He's saying, but he told him, all those songs, you know, put that on the shelf for all those things that you already know. And here, these are the songs that you should learn. And he ticked off these songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, thinking also that will keep him busy for a long time. But Gurudev memorized all those songs like within a week. So, and we see there's that quote from Gurudev, if all the books were lost and we only had the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we would still have everything. And these, although Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself, we can see how prolific he was and the books that he wrote and published and how comprehensive they are. The Jiva Dharma, Chaitanya Shikshamritam, Amnaya, Tattva, Tattva Vivek, Prema Pradeep, Harinam Chintamani, Navadvipam Mahatmya, so many books. Actually, Guru Maharaj said once that he said, when we consider the magnitude of the wealth of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then we can only conclude that he descended from the highest plane, the upper world, that Goloka, that Navadvip, from the highest position, he descended in this world to distribute something, and not only something, but everything. It's Guru Maharaj and that. So, Guru Dham, Granta Dham, Gaura Dham, Dham, Namadam, Buddha, Bhakti Dham, Buri Ram Bande, Bhakti Vinoda Dham, Sada. That, what are the contributions of Bhakti Vinoda Thakur? Everything. In a word, everything. But listed here as all of our books, He revealed Mahaprabhu's abode, the holy name of Krishna, Krishna Bhakti culminating in Radha Dasyam, and sometimes Srila Guru Dev would put it this way, saying that being attracted to the wealth of the melted heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the cause of Srila Saraswati Thakur's descent into this world, that he is irresistibly drawn to the wealth of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So much so, Guru Maharaj said, he installed many deities, and whenever possible, in the naming of the deities, including Vinod, Vinod Pran, Vinod this, Vinod that, liking to always include Vinod, meaning Bhakti Vinod Thakur, that also he could not tolerate that anyone will have that name for any, however they might have come by that, that's intolerable to Saraswati Thakur. I think we can understand for obvious reasons. And although at the behest of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent Saraswati Thakur to take shelter of the lotus feet of Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Guru Maharaj is saying, still Bhaktivinoda Thakur is in the preeminent position. Like in Guru Maharaj's song, what is it called? Pranati, the Pancha, it's five slokas for the birthday of Saraswati Thakur. Braja Kanana Bahumanana Kamala Priyanayanam Gunamanjari Gorima Guna Haribasana Vayanam Subhado Divishe Ravija Nijadayitam Pranamami Charanantika Paricharaka Sahitam. How we don't worship the Guru in isolation, but with his entourage. He says, in the Zakunja in the spiritual world, Braja Dhamana Bahukanana, yeah, that's what I think. Presided over, right? Kamala Manjari, meaning Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Guna Manjari, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and Nayana Mani Manjari, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in that divine plane, singing the glories of Guna Manjari, the qualities of Guna Manjari, the gunas of Guna Manjari, and they're creating gunas, threads, chinmoy threads that are spending one quality after another. It's creating a tent in which Krishna likes to reside. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur descended from that plane. And as Gurudev says, for example, in one of his songs when he sang the Vedas, Puranas, they're all saying that Krishna is the property of Radharani and her girlfriends, the Sakis. Just consistent with the Ramananda Sambhad of Chaitanya, with Mahaprabhu, what is expressed by Ramananda to Mahaprabhu. But from another point of view, it's an outrageous statement, you can say, in a good way, that saying, this is what all the Vedas are saying? Right. Nigama kalpatur galitam palam shukam mukaram ritur drava samyatam pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhuvi bhavukaha. Artoyam brahmasutranam bharatarta vinirnaya Gayatri Vasya Rupo Sho Vedarta Paribringhita. These things are astonishing that Bhagavatam, 18,000 sloka Bhagavatam, is the Gayatri Vasya explanation of the Brahma Gayatri, which is a line Gurudev mentioned. Mahabharata is 100,000 slokas, but what's given there? You find here in a line. So how can Bhaktivinoda Thakur make these statements? Srila Gurudev said, because he has a vision of the whole. He can estimate the whole thing. So he can, like in his poem, the Bharabhyahi and Saragrahi. This whole Vedic structure, Vedic literature, is like a burden. An ass is a beast of burden to someone who does not know how to extract the inner meaning. As when Guru Maharaj met the Shrutadar type person in South India who had committed to memory the whole Bhagavatam. Generally, we say it's 18,000 slokas. Guru Maharaj said 16,000 are extant. Anyway, you take it. He knew all of them, this man. And in meeting Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj said, and you're so you're familiar with the whole of the Bhagavatam. You're carrying that with you. It's heavy, carrying 18,000 slokas. Very heavy. Even one of them is unlimited. 18,000 slokas, that's heavy. He said, in your estimation, who is the topmost devotees? And he said, Chatushan, the four Kumaras, the sons of Brahma. They're the highest devotees we find there. And what do you say? Guru Maharaj said, they're in the lowest position. And then with two slokas, Saragrahi Vaishnava, Natata Priyatama Atma Yonir Nishankara. Na cha san karshana na sri naivatma cha yata bhavan. First, from the mouth of Krishna. Shortcut. Krishna will say. And Krishna is saying, more dear to me than Atma Bhu Brahma, than Shiva, than Sankarshan, than Lakshmi Devi, you, my dear Uddhava. So he's saying, and one there, verse, Krishna is saying, Priyatama, Priya Uttama, who's most dear. In fact, Naivatma Chayatabhavan, you are more dear to me than my own self. That's secret of devotion, how Krishna feels about the devotees. Sarvo Hridayam Madhyam. Sarunam Hridayam Tvaham. I'm in the hearts of the sadhus, those who are really Krishna conscious substantially. Krishna, they're always absorbed in thinking, serving Krishna, saying, but Sarunam Hridayam Tvaham. In my heart, the devotees are there. So then he is certified. Uddhava is occupying that position. And then from the mouth of Uddhava, Asamaho Charanarenu Jushama Hangsyam Vrindavane Kimapi Guma Lato Sadinam Yaddushtajam Swajanam Arjapatam Chihitva Bejur Mukunda Parivim Shrutibir Vimrigyam. The Vedas, they're pointing in this direction, but according to our not actual self-interest, but misperceived self-interest. We're projecting, extracting some other direction or idea. But Uddhava says, these Brajagopis, after witnessing being sent by Krishna from Mathura to Vrindavan to deliver a message to them, they're suffering intense separation from Krishna, who cannot tolerate the blink of an eye separation. For so long they're separated. It's becoming more and more intense. It's reaching its zenith point. Uddhava, Krishna sends a message to them to give them some comfort. And what he observes there, particularly in the mad emotional, in the devotional sense, expressions of Srimati Radharani, he is overwhelmed in the Brihad Bhagavatamritam Tika of Sanatana Goswami Prabhu. He says that after Uddhava saw this, he thought, I have to start over. Narada and Uddhava, they're thinking, we don't know what devotion is. These great Narada, Uddhava, they're thinking, this type of devotion, reset. And Guru Maharaj likes this very much, that to always think of oneself as a student. He says, not a finished professor knowing anything and everything, but a student. Because the student position is one where it's progressive, it's dynamic, it's evolving. Also, a student can make mistakes, be corrected. They said it's the best position to be in. And such great devotees as Narada and Uddhava, they're thinking in the presence of this type of devotion, do we know what devotion is? And they're the authorities, actually. So that Uddhava says, therefore I pray to become Brajalata, a creeper in the soil of Vrindavan. So some of the dust from their lotus feet may come upon my head and thereby consecrate my existence. So in two slokas, from the 18,000, Guru Maharaj is showing saragrahi, what is the essential thing. And this is the way of Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his songs. He's the person that has the comprehensive view of the Vedas, the Puranas, and all Vaishnava Shastra. We shouldn't think that if we study these things, we'll extract similar things. We'll be either bewildered or off on a tangent. So merciful is Bhaktivinoda Thakur that he's extracted the essence of all the Vedic scriptures and Vaishnava Shastra, and then presented them in these songs. And you see in the Sharanagati, it includes part from the Shikshastakam, from the Upadeshamritam, from the pastimes of Krishna. Just a simple statement, like this song is not there, but as an example in the song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya cha duskritam. Right. In the song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Braja jana palana Asurakula Nashana. It's the same thing, but actually sweeter and more defined. Because he's saying, Paritranaya Sadunam. And here, Braja Janapalana. He's saying, what type of, these highest expression of sadhu or devotee here, the Brajajana, Brajajana Palana, Asurakul Nashana, those who are opposed to the culture of Krishna consciousness. So, really, every day we sing the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And certainly the songs of the Sharanagati, we should be familiar with them. And the key concepts that are found within. I don't know. I'm sure there is, but I don't know.
Next question from Nityananda Das. If Srimad Bhagavatam is a ripe fruit of the tree of the desire of Vedic literature, then what is the seed of that fruit? Or it is seedless?
I haven't heard that described, so I can't address that.
Next question from Induleka Didi. On the hand of, on one hand.
But what we have heard is Guru Maharaj saying, it's described as Kalpataru. Nigama kalpataror galitam palam. So I would say the Bhagavatam itself is telling you how to focus your attention. So it's presenting itself in a particular way. Says Nigama Kalpataro Galitam Palam Shukam Mukaram Ritradava Samyatam Pi Bhata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavukaha. The tree, the Kalpataru of Veda, is the wish fulfilling tree. And I've mentioned this before that the Vedas, they can address all of your desires, spiritual, material, and any mixture of the two. They're structured in that way to give some guidance or direction to everyone, but ultimately to take them in a particular direction, right, of Krishna conception. It's mentioned in the Veda Stuti chapter in the Bhagavatam and elsewhere, that when they, the personified Vedas, desire to participate in the Madhura Rasa pastimes of Krishna was fulfilled, they were so overwhelmed that they felt some remorse on their part that they'd only hinted at or pointed in the general direction of these things. as opposed to being more explicit about it. But that's also for a reason. Nonetheless, that's how they felt. So whatever one desires, they're delivering that. But like it says, Trivedyamam Sumapa Putapapa Yagyayar Isna Swargatam Pratyante in the Gita. Many are looking there for elevation to the heavenly planets, for extended capacity for sense enjoyment. Saying that's mainly, that's an approach. And the Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, where the famous sloka is there, Nivritta Tarshar Upagiyamanad Bhavoshadat Shrota Manobhiramat Ka Uttama Sloka Gunanuvadat. Something, Pashugnat. Anyway, it says, who will not appreciate these pastimes? Bhavoshadat Shrota Manobhiramat. It's this medicine that cures material existence. And unlike most medicine that tastes horrible and terrible, this is very sweet tasting and pleasing to the mind. So who will not appreciate this? But it says one who is a soul killer or it says animal killer. Killer of the self, or an animal killer. But so we think, oh, that means, I guess it's a reference to meat eaters. But actually, it may be, but Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, he says, actually, what it's a reference to is those who are engaged in Vedic sacrifice, sacrificing animals for elevation to the heavenly planets, those who are approaching the Vedas for that kind of thing, they won't appreciate this. Goes back to Narada and Vyas. Narada saying, not your intention and inadvertent, but people haven't got the right idea yet. So they're, and ironically, they're using religion as an excuse, right, to remain bound in the world and invoking your name. That's why Gurumars, it had to come from Veda Vyas, because if it didn't come from Veda Vyas, then someone would say, are you a greater authority than Veda Vyas? Krishna Dvaipayana Veda Vyas? So Vyas had to make the course correction by, in a sense, you can say, repurposing, redefining, and being explicit about Krishna conception. And what is the actual essence of the Vedas, the tree of Vedic literature, which Guru Maharaj says, quotes, saying, from that tree a flower is produced, and from the as the flower gives way to the fruit, that's the galitam palam. So, which is Krishna conception. I've mentioned, and we can see even here now, as the you can see around the corner, there's a jackfruit tree starting to produce little jackfruits, and there's some mango trees too. But when a mango tree is not fully laden with mangoes, someone who we can say is not expert, right, who doesn't have the eye to see what it is, might take it to be something else and use it from for some lower purpose. But actually, the purpose of a mango tree is to produce mangoes, fully ripened, juicy mangoes. So what we're learning from the Bhagavatam is this is the purpose of the Vedas. When you don't, if you're unable to see the seed aspect or sprout or anything, you have to submit to the perception of muhuraho rasika bubi babuka rasik babuks, they know that the purpose is to receive this fruit and relish this fruit. And, you know, in one sense, you could say it's like the Gayatri. It says, Arto Yam Brahma Sutra Nam Bharata, Gayatri Basya Rupo Sho. So in one sense, you can say the seed is there in Gayatri. And what is, then this is interesting, then what is it? Right? We can say, it's Krishna conception. But what is at the heart of the matter of Krishna conception? That we see Guru Maharaj beautifully connecting from Gayatri to the Bhagavatam, saying it has to be the same, it's the Gayatri Basya. And so then what is the Bhagavatam's conclusion? Yadamiyam mahima sri bhagavatam katayam pratipadam anubhutam apyala davideya tadakila rasa akila rasa murti shamalila avalambam madura rasadi sri radha parapadmam prapadye shamalila avalambam. This Bhagavatam, it's the 10th canto is the smiling face of Krishna, and it's the body of Krishna, smiling face of Krishna. What is the crown jewel, those pastimes? The Rasa Leela. That means Shama Leela, Madhura Rasa, Shama Leela Avalambam. These pastimes are exclusively dependent upon Srimati Radharani. Right? It means for the full expression of Krishna conception, of Rasaraj Krishna, the full expression of Krishna's beauty, charm, and sweetness are realized in these pastimes. That's also Anugrahaya Bhakta. Anyway, that's found in Chaitanya Charitamritam and Bhagavatam and elsewhere. So the full expression of Krishna and all his beauty and sweetness is here, but it is all dependent upon Srimati Radharani. So Guru Maharaj says, although ostensibly her name is not mentioned, and even that for various reasons, right, given by Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Right? At every step of the way is meant to take one in the direction of the service of her holy lotus feet. So Gayatri Murli Stakirtana Dhanam Radha Padam Dimahi. If the essence of the Gayatri is Radha Dasyam, then that's the essence of the Bhagavatam. Right? And that is the essence of Madhura Rasa. Srimati Radharani is the dependent personality, person, for all of those pastimes, the sweetest pastimes of Krishna. And viewed from one direction, it's the culmination and expression of divine love. We're going from Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsala, Madhura. Swakya Parakya, but if we go even to the beginning of the Bhagavatam, Janmadyasya Yataha, where is everything springing from? What is the original source of everything? Adi Rasa, Mukya Rasa means Madhura Rasa. So it means everything, including Vatsalya, Sakya, Dasya, Shanta, they're coming out. It is the principal rasa, the mukya rasa. All other rasas are clients or satellites. Krishna Lilamrita Sar Tar Satasatadar, and Kaviraj Goswami concluding Madhya Lila saying, but that plane of Krishna, obviously then, if it is an aspiration, an atomic presence in the soil is an aspiration of Uddhava and the likes of Brahma, Narada, Shiva, others. They're aspiring for a drop of that substance. We can understand how exclusive that domain is. And Kaviraj Goswami, so there it is. It's the, you know, Krishna Lilamrita Sar, it's the creme de la creme of nectarine substance. It's why the devas and they're churning the ocean to get the ultimate nectarine substance. It's the asuras that are interested in immortality, really. Like mundane people who want to live forever in this world. But the real object of the churning of the milk ocean is to get the ultimate nectarine substance, which is Madhura Rasa, Shyamalila Avalambam, and all dependent upon Srimati Radharani. Ananda Lila, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, Pratibhavitabhis, Pratibhavitabhis, Tadbirja Eva Nijarupataya Kalavi, Goloka Eva Sat, Yakilat Mabuto, Govindam, Hari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Kaviraj goes saying, so what? How can the pastimes of Mahaprabhu improve upon that? Is it possible? Well, if this is restricted, it's the exclusive domain of the highest section of liberated souls, what are Mahaprabhu's pastimes? Distributing that. Dash DK means the 10 directions. Making what is exclusive to them available to everyone. Anarpita Chirim Chirat Karnavatirna Kalo Samar Payatam Unatodrila Rasam Swabhakti Sriyam. And he's giving what has not been given before. Hari Purata Sundar Duty Kadamba Kadamba Sandivita Hridaya Sada Hridaya Spuratu Kandare Spuratu Va Sachinandana. Kaviraj Goswami quoting Rupa Goswami in the beginning. So it has to all be consistent, and I find this to be consistent throughout. Yes. This is from Induleka.
Yes, from Induleka, Didi. Yeah. On one hand, we feel...
She's on loan. We loaned her to America, to Salt Lake City for limited time offer. Yes. What does she say?
On one hand, we feel that we have... we have no devotional characteristics, but on the other, we can't say that our guru has no spiritual potency, and he's...
We cannot say.
That our guru has no spiritual potency, and he's unable to give at least something to us.
Yes.
How to understand this seemingly opposing statements?
Yes.
And live a hopeful yet humble life.
Well, I think she's answered the question within the question. But, yes. Often it will be said that about Srila Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj, that he spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Right? No one, a normal thinking person, can deny that. Right? Even historically, a materialist could acknowledge that he spread this Krishna consciousness all over the world. But sometimes the disciples then was, you ask them, well, then who is an example of that? I say, oh, no one. No one, you know. And sometimes we think things are unique to us, like we're the first generation to experience these things, but so many times we find out that in the Gaudiya Mat, they dealt with similar things. And Guru Maharaj mentioned a similar thing after the disappearance of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Guru Maharaj is traveling with a group of devotees and they come to some place and this man's highly educated, highly respected, and highly appreciative of Srila Saraswati Thakur, and he was saying, but now after him, we don't find anyone, you know. And Guru Maharaj said to him, maybe, yes, not of his caliber or stature, but you can't deny that that person who you say brought this substance and has the capacity to gift it to others was unsuccessful. Not one man could he give something to? That's untenable. So Srila Gurudev liked to quote the godbrother of Guru Maharaj saying that percentages, someone may be 5% Krishna conscious, 25%, 50, 75, 95, 98, Nasta Praesha Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloka Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. This sloka gives some hope because I believe it refers to a tipping point. It's saying it's not necessary to get 100%. It's so powerful at a certain stage as one is transitioning from the mundane to the spiritual, from non-Krishna to Krishna, that the tipping point occurs. Still, devotees, Rupa Goswami points out, Bhaktivedanta Sindhu, and also with reference to Brihad Bhagavatamritam, devotees are always appreciating the qualities of other devotees, not themselves. They don't think, well, I'm really progressing pretty nicely. I'm making a lot of progress if I say so myself. No, you shouldn't. You can't self-certify. No one does that. Rather, devotees are always appreciating devotion of other devotees. And the Bhagavatamritam says, even when they're being praised, they're deflecting and deferring to someone and heartfelt that they feel is a proper devotee or possessing superior devotional qualities. Srila Guru Maharaj is also mentioned with regard to the sequence given by Rupa Goswami, Shraddha, Sarusanga, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishta, Ruchi, Ashakti Bhav, etc., saying that a genuine devotee will never think that they have achieved Anartha Nivritti, right? Which precedes Ruchi, Nishta, Ruchi, etc. So, and we find that in Prapanna Jivanamritam, all the slokas collected there, but in those songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you see the majority of the songs that we sing and direct our attention to are to give encouragement, inspiration to the non-liberated section. So we have some of the songs there that what is being expressed, we will never think that that is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It is Bhaktivinoda Thakur expressing something, the plight of an aspiring devotee. Because it's, some of those things expressed are very painful to hear. Mundane affinity. Hare Krishna. he's saying, Vaishnava Thakur Tomar Kukur, I want to be your dog. Even that I can't do in this lifetime. Anyway, in those songs, those confessional songs, they're saying, my happiness is seeing the suffering of others. You know, I'm sad when they're happy. And there is no sinful activity I've not committed thousands of times. And how he's wasted his life being absorbed in family life or scholarship or mundane activities. That's why these songs are very meaningful to us. Right? They're very relatable. And we take them as a caution not to waste our time, not to waste our lives. And we see how they resonate with us. You hear these songs, sing these songs, read what they mean, and it resonates, you know, and we bow our heads. The devotees are always expressing that they're in want. Yogyata vichare kichu nahi pai tomara korunasar. That there's nothing of value within them, and only by the mercy of Vaishnava, Guru and Vaishnav, can they become, their lives become meaningful. As Guru Maharaj said, we are lifeless clay without the grace of Sri Guru. So consistently, this is how they express themselves. But when it comes to singing the glories of Sri Guru, then they sometimes give indications of what are the wealth of the gifts of Sri Guru. Srila Gurudev pointed this out, saying, yes, normally the devotees say they've not got, but in the poem of Raghunath Das Goswami, he's talking about prapto jasya pratita kripaya Sri Guru tanmatosmi. He's saying, what I got, prapto jasya kripaya, by the mercy of Sri Guru, prapto jasya pratita kripaya Sri Guru. This I got, what did I get? Nama Shrestam, the best of the holy name. Krishna Nam. And remember, Krishna Nam is Radha Krishna Nam, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Nama Shrestam Manumapi Satriputra Atra Swarupam Rupam Tasya Graja Madhupurim Matrim Gostavatim Radha Kundam Giribarmaho Radhika Madhavasam. Prapto jasya pratita kripaya Sri Gurun tanmatosmi. So here he's cataloging all the gifts that he has received situated at the lotus feet of Sri Guru. So Gurudev said, normally they're not saying that. They're saying they're without. He said, here, interestingly, Das Goswami said, I got all of this from Guru. But that's Raghunath Das Goswami. But in our case, here's how we solve this dilemma, and she answers this in the second part of her question, is that, like, Kaviraj Goswami, give the example. Because I once said to Guru Maharaj, I said, thinking about that, you know, jagai madhai hoite muise papishta, puri sherekita hoite muise lagishta. I'm more sinful than jagai and madhai, lower than the worm and the stool. Anyone who hears my name loses all their pious activities. If you vibrate my name, you'll fall down into the worst type of sin. Saying that about himself. And then he's saying, but what I'm about to tell you about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar, there's nothing higher than this. I'm the lowest, lower than the lowest of the low, but this, there's nothing higher than this. But he will say, by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu, Madan Mohan, I don't know these things. Madan Mohan is moving my hand and making me express these things. So if someone approaches us, we can rightfully think of our own fallen position. We're fallen souls, conditioned souls, unqualified in every way. But they say, so you're a guru, Maharaj, like Srila Gurudev, Srila Guru Maharaj. Anything valuable they were giving? Then you can't say, oh, I don't know. I don't know anything. I'm the worst type of... You. No, then you have to glorify them. And best type of glorification, or one type of glorification, where we take water from the Ganga and say the prayer to the Ganga and offer to the Ganga. So you'll see often on the appearance day, when Srila Gurudev or Srila Guru Maharaj is there, may indicate some servitor should say something. Right? And that devotee will stand up and say, I'm not qualified to say anything. I can't properly glorify Sri Guru, but I've been asked by Guru and Vaishnav to do this. So praying for their mercy and blessings that I may say something. And then they begin speaking, and that's the proper way to speak. And you say, yes, I'm all of these things, but my Guru Maharaj, he is this, he gave that. When Gurudev was invited on one Ekadashi in Switzerland to speak at this Ramakrishna mission, and the leader there was very full of himself, as the saying goes. And so he's supposed to be introducing Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, and he's saying, you know, I'm the only Swami in Switzerland, and he's from Bengal. I have a PhD from such and such university, and he's listing all of his qualifications. And then at the end said, and now I give you Govindadev Goswami. You know. And Srila Govindamara said, I am not so qualified. I'm just a village boy. The village from, you know, Bamanpur, Brahmanpur, but that is, he says, I'm from a village. And Krishna is also from a village. He said, and I don't have much education, which means mundane education. This man has a lot of it. I said, I am not so qualified in any way. He said, but my Guru Maharaj, he's very qualified. And sitting at the lotus feet of my Guru Maharaj, something came to me. And then he quoted a sloka, and then a little while, another sloka, another one after another, and like longer, big ones, and, you know, all the while saying how unqualified he was, but that his Guru Maharaj was qualified. And that's the way. And we feel that even someone as fallen, sinful, conditioned as we are, that if we will glorify Guru and Vaishnav, there's hope for us. Gauragata grananti. We glorify Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu will be merciful to us. He likes people who glorify Mahaprabhu. Says it in the book. That much I know. And in his madness of his intoxication, he will forget how fallen and sinful we are and be merciful to us. So that's how. But we will never think that we have become something. Guru Maharaj says that, you know, if you think you're even somewhat Krishna conscious, he doesn't say, well, that's unhealthy, it's not a good, he says, you're finished. You're finished. It's antithetical to that type of cult. The greatest devotees are decrying their position. And it's not opposing. Oh, that's what I said to Guru Maharaj. I said, all right, so Kaviraj Goswami is saying this? I said, what if you actually are more sinful than Jagai and Madhai? And Guru Maharaj said two things. One, he said, feelings are descending in you. But he said, what Kaviraj Goswami is saying is not opposing. In other words, he doesn't think, like it's insincere words. This will sound good if I say that. Like when I joined in San Francisco for the new, you know, we're struggling. There wasn't always a lot of prasadam. No. They know the new devotees. So the temple commander would like put some maha prasadam on the plates of the new devotees to help them like make it through. But there was this one older devotee. He would like come when someone wasn't looking. He was like a character out of the Bhagavatam. He'd come up and approach those new devotees and go, oh, Prabhuji, I am so fallen. There is no more fallen soul than me. And the whole idea being to get the maha prasadam from them. Maybe he was the Muslim. He's taking from the mouths of babies. But we'd never heard someone speak like that. So dramatically, and talking about being the most fallen and sinful and shameless, you know, and we'd say, all right, here, you know, take it, you know. So Guru Maharaj, you think, it's not like that. That Kaviraj Goswami, this will sound good. I'm more, no, he said, from his heart, he feels like this. And then we can say, how is it possible that someone, the great Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, can say something like that then? And apparently it's heartfelt, he means that. Again, Guru Maharaj saying, because the depth of his penetration into the positive, right? Mahaprabhu's conception, Krishna conception, Radha Govinda, is so high, so deep, that automatically these things are being expressed by him. It's in response to the depth of his penetration in Krishna conception that he's compelled to say these things. So I've had real humility is awareness of the proximity of greatness and here to the infinite and highest degree. So he is expressing these things. After he said, described so beautifully some pastime of Mahaprabhu, and he'll say, it's the most beautiful thing you've ever heard. And he'll say, it's so inadequate what I just expressed in terms of what it really is. That's how he feels. So he's expressing something very beautiful and maintaining that he's unqualified and not given proper glorification. So, and I told, when Mahaprabhu told Murari, he shows up at Murari Gupta's house, you know, and there's, he's as Varaha avatar. And Murari Gupta is astonished, and he, there's a big water pot in the corner, and he picks it up like the Varaha picking up the earth with his tusk, and he's astonished to see this pastime of, you know, Avatar Sar, Gora Avatar. All the avatars are within Swayam Bhagavan, as Krishna, so with Mahaprabhu. Anyway, it's his play like that. And he says, Murari, offer some prayers. And Murari Gupta says, I'm not fit to offer prayers to you. Saying, if Anantadev, with his thousands of mouths, been trying to offer proper glorification to you since before the beginning of time and as yet to exhaust your glories, then what can someone like me say? But that is a prayer. And that's why the Vaishnavas begin that way. And say, but by the grace, mukham karuti vatsalam, pango longhayate girim, yat kripa tamahang vande, sri gurun dinatarinam. By the grace of Sri Guru, it may be possible. Always, by the grace of Sri Guru. Hare Krishna.